the priests, and they will be performing here in New York City. There's a special concert coming up on January 28th for the Benedictine Nuns of Kilmore Abbey in County Galway. Now, by way of Germany, let us link indeed with Mary Reed, who is the U.S. Leader of a committee that supports Kilmore Abbey, Friends of Kilmore Abbey. Hello there, Mary Reed.
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. What are you doing over in Germany anyway?
Well, I'm, as you know, I'm located in New York City, but I'm over here visiting my son's in the Air Force in Germany, and we're visiting. So I'm so glad we could still make this work out, but I
now
plan to be back soon.
Absolutely. Arnie Sheridan tells me that your son actually has been deployed to Afghanistan.
Yes. So we're here with his family, my two little grandsons and my daughter-in-law. And the good news is he will be coming home next week. So that's the good
news. Right. Well, again, we wish him and indeed all our those who work to make us a safer nation, we wish him all the best in the world. Mary, the story of Kilmore Abbey goes back indeed more than a century, but your involvement in rallying and getting a committee going to raise money for Kilmore Abbey is indeed, it's a legend in itself and a very successful story. Tell us how you got involved with Kilmore.
I will, Adrian. 4 years ago, almost to the day, 4 years ago, January 13th, we launched our campaign in New York City in the American Irish Historical Society building. And the nuns of Kilmore, headed by the abbess, Sister Mara Hickey, and Sister Magdalena, came out and launched campaign. And we asked a longtime friend of the Abbey's, John Feerick is the former dean of the Fordham Law School and also still very involved with Fordham Law School. And with John's help and really getting his friends from Fordham Law School alumni together, really was instrumental in getting this going and getting the word out that the nuns would like to look into the future. And they did not want Kilmore Abbey to be another golf course or resort. They wanted definitely to move forward, to keep it forever, and but they needed help. So with the nuns really at the helm of this endeavor and the Kilmore Board of Trustees in Ireland at Kilmore Abbey, and with the help of us in New York, this is where we are today. And I'm happy to say we've raised almost $400,000 towards special projects for the nuns. And right now we're raising funds for their monastery. They've never had a monastery, and they've been there since 1920, and they've never had a monastic building. And so we're raising funds for the interior of that monastery. So that's kind of how we started, and this is where we are right now.
Yeah, many of us were actually in awe, if not shocked, that with all of the opulence and indeed the tourist, the great tourist attraction of Kilmore Abbey in Connemara in County Galway actually hid the fact that the sisters, not only were they unable to continue their great work, but in fact, because of the disrepair of Kilmore Abbey, a lot of the sisters indeed were shuffled out, to bed and breakfast places and had to travel back into Kilmore, whereas most people who visited Kilmore, and it is the, among the top tourist attractions in the west of Ireland, it looked like, indeed, it was doing very well, very nicely, thank you. And it had, some might compare it in a small version of Knock and Knock Shrine in Mayo, but very few knew that their financial struggles was, the struggles were almost, first of all, devastating, and they were practically out of business, so to speak. So it is a great, it is a great amount of progress in 4 years in which you played no small part. But tell us about Notre Dame University and their link to Kilmore Abbey.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So this past August, I think August 25th, Notre Dame dedicated the new education center at Kilmore Abbey. And what's happened is Notre Dame, University of Notre Dame, offered to build the education center. We started raising funds for an education center, our committee, but Notre Dame offered to build the whole education center on the grounds, and in exchange for a 30-year lease, they're renting the facility, but they build it. And I have had the opportunity to tour this facility, the former annex of the castle, which used to be called St. Joseph's, and I believe it used to be the former convent, and then a retreat center. So they have just gone in and refurbished and rebuilt, and it's a beautiful facility that offers the students at Notre Dame different classes in Irish studies. And that's, I think there's been some confusion that Notre Dame, takes on a bigger responsibility at Kilmore Abbey, but they do run this beautiful education center, and the Benedictine nuns definitely are overall in charge of the operations at Kilmore Abbey. So, but the addition of the University of Notre Dame is a huge positive. It's, people are talking about Kilmore Abbey more. It's kind of put us on the map, really, and it's made us more than just a tourist destination. So we're thrilled to have Notre Dame's involvement.
And that's great. Now, tell us about the concert and the priest. We just played a track there from the priest's album.
Sure. So we are really excited that three priests, first of all, the priests, for the people that don't know who they are, they hail from Northern Ireland, and two of them are brothers. Their father, Martin, I hope I'm saying it correctly, O'Hagan.
Yeah.
And Father Eugene O'Hagan, and their longtime friend, Father David Dilargy. Mm-hmm. And all three priests have parishes, and they're full-time parish priests. But what they do is they've been together and recording since 2008, and they just released their fourth album. I believe it was in October, just a couple months ago.
We've heard that it's getting great airplay in Ireland. We heard it there over Christmas. It's great.
No, it's wonderful, and I know they're going to play some of the songs from their latest CD. They're going to play those songs,
right?
In the concert. So they're really coming all the way out to New York City to do this for us, to donate their time and talent to Kilmore Abbey, and we couldn't be more pleased. And you know,
even though Mary Read, sorry for cutting in on you there, but even though they're a classical music group, they're good fun as well, and so it's not, you're not going to a concert to hear a whole string of hymns, because they do know how to lighten things up as well, and you know, it's all for a very good cause. I noticed on your committee, fundraising committee here in New York, we also have you know, in addition to John Feerick, you know, we have Bob Riley and Mary Pat Kelly, and I'm going to get into trouble because I don't have the list in front of me, but there are a great number of people who, again, in raising, you know, what hopefully after this concert will be $500,000 towards the refurbishment and building of a monastery. Close to 100 years, it's almost incredible to believe, you know, that Kilmore Abbey didn't have a monastery up to this point, even though many would remember that Kilmore Abbey was, and, you know, a very, very desirable school, primarily for girls, secondary school for girls, and in fact, it you know, it looks like it's having a rebirth. Tell us about the concert.
Yes, I would like to also real quick mention that Mary Pat Kelly and Robert Mulgarig are co-chairs of the monastery campaign, and they're really working hard, The concert itself is on January 28th at the Church of St. John Nepomucene, and I hope I'm saying that right. It's a beautiful church.
And if you're not saying that right, Mary, you make a better fist of it than I would. Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure that's correct. St. John Nepomucene. And Father Richard Baker is one of the reasons that this concert has been made possible. He has offered his church. He has been to Kilmore Abbey at least twice. He knows the sisters. And he also had a concert with the priest a couple years ago in New York City at his former parish, St. Malachy's, in the Broadway area.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, so...
he's well-known and a great...
Yes, he is. Yeah. And Father Richard's been great. He's been so generous. And this concert in this beautiful church is just going to be so special. It starts at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we're also having, after the concert, a special private after party for people. Their tickets are $75 just for the concert and $150 for premium seats and the after party, the cocktail party to meet the priest.
And the goal is indeed to up that $400,000, and hopefully in 2017 we'll make that $500,000. Mary Read, again, first of all, you've done an amazing job over the last few years. And so how do people now get the actual information on the time and the address and all of that?
Okay. Well, we have, I'd like to give my email out, if possible.
Right. Sure.
It's M Reed, M as in Mary, Reed, R-E-E-D, friendsofkilmoreabbey.com.
Okay.
We also have a Facebook site.
Good.
And it's the same. It's Friends of Kilmore Abbey, and then Palma, Galway, County Galway, Ireland. And that's a Facebook site. If you just, in Facebook, if you put it up under search, it comes right up. And then if it's possible, we can share a ticket link on your website, Adrian.
Okay.
People can just click on that, copy that ticket link and click on it and purchase tickets. And I would like to say all of our donations, including our ticket sales, go through the Irish American Partnership.
Right.
So just you'll see that, but all of our donations go through the Irish American Partnership in Boston.
Yes.
And they've been wonderful in helping us. So
good job.
That's right. Pretty much, you know, the way to get I can give my phone number out as well.
Go ahead.
For ticket sales. It's 914-420-3517.
Fantastic. Again, good luck to your son, and enjoy his return from Afghanistan, and very special wishes, obviously, to my county neighbors, indeed the good sisters, that Sister Magdalena and Sister Maura and all of those at Kylemore Abbey. Again, friends, a very active committee, and I would say that very special thanks to Dean Emeritus of Fordham Law School, John Ferrick, who, by the way, his ancestors come from Foxford in County Mayo. Thank you, Mary. And
thank you, Adrian. Thank you so much.
Okay. And friends, you are listening to The Flannelly Show on irishradio.com. I think, though, because we are paying tribute indeed to Kylemore Abbey, we should call on Noel and Mary Kingston to sing Connemara by the Lake.